Welcome to Horse Happenings with myself, Lindsay Partridge. In this episode, we're going to talk about how to make it a win for your horse, even when you're in a tricky situation at a show and you're not sure how to get out of it. And we're going to use a recent example of when I was at the Provincial Extreme Cowboy Racing Finals here in Ontario with Alicia and Elon. And Elon ran into some tricky spots where he was lacking some confidence and wasn't sure he could do some of the obstacles, and how I was able to help him, even though we only had 30 seconds at each obstacle. So first off, what is extreme cowboy racing? It is my favorite discipline. I love extreme cowboy racing because you never know what you're going to get asked to do. It's essentially a fast obstacle course where you have 10 to 13 obstacles and you are judged out of 10 on each obstacle. So you do need to do all of your obstacles correctly and accurately if you want to do well, because you are scored out of 10 on each obstacle for how well you do. But you also get bonus marks for how fast you go. So you want to be as quick as possible. Also, if you do the obstacle quickly and smoothly, you're going to score better on your obstacle too, because it's going to show a lot of harmony between you and your horse. Now, the cool part is that literally you can get asked anything. I've even been asked to take laundry off of a clothesline while on my horse and drop it into a bucket. You can get asked to cross mattresses, bridges, water boxes, to go over tarps, trash piles, to drag different things, whether it be drag a stuffed toy, some hay, a ball. You can get asked to pick up things and carry them, or take a flag around, to do lead change work through poles or barrels, to do rollbacks, spins, other performance moves. You can get asked to do backups and side passes that are through different cones or poles or all types of obstacles. So you really don't know what you're going to get asked to do, and you just ultimately need to have a very well-trained horse that trusts you a lot. And as a rider, you have to become so skilled at being able to handle different maneuvers. So it's really an exciting sport, a really good challenge for the horse and rider to test their partnership with each other, and also just to become really, really versatile. Definitely one of my favorites for sure. And I took Alicia and Elon to the provincial finals in Ontario to compete in the futurity class. The futurity class means it's for 3 and 4 year old horses, and both Elon and Alicia are 4 years old, so they competed in the futurity class together. And that was a lot of fun. And Alicia had just come off of the Kentucky Horse Park. We had just gotten back. It was the next weekend. We had been at the Thoroughbred Makeover, where she came home champion of trail and freestyle and was America's Most Wanted Thoroughbred. So she was coming off of a high, so to speak, of doing that. And we went to the Extreme Cowboy Finals, and she was amazing. She totally rocked it. She was so confident. She cantered between all the obstacles, got all of her correct leads, as well as was just super confident with all the obstacles, and ended up bringing home the champion buckle for the futurity division. She was second place after the first round in the preliminary round, and then into the finals, she finished in first place. So I was super proud of her. Now, Alicia has a lot more experience than Elon. I've had Alicia about 1.5 years, or maybe a little closer to 2 years, for heading into the provincial finals. Whereas little Elon was my Mustang for the Maryland Mustang Challenge, which was just in September. And he finished champion at the Maryland Mustang Challenge, and he was actually living wild at the start of this year. So he wasn't captured until, he was captured from Nevada. He wasn't captured until February, and I got him in June. So he had not a lot of training on him, only being gentled, starting the whole gentling process in June, and then not getting started under saddle until the summer. So he only had about maybe 3 months or so under saddle before it was time for the provincial final. So he really didn't have a lot of experience under his belt. And so for him, we were still trying to get his confidence up off site. But this was all helping to prep him for going down to world finals, because the goal was to take him to the Mustang class in Texas. So I knew I was prepping him for a bigger future, a bigger class. and we needed to help keep his confidence high. Now, we hear lots of trainers say this, you got to end on a positive note or end on a good note. You don't want to finish on things that are kind of sour. And the science behind that, the psychology behind that, whether it be for the horse or the human, is that once you experience something stressful that causes you, your adrenaline or your anxiety to spike, is that it, if you don't help yourself or your horse have some type of confidence after that or in that moment, then your body is just going to remember how awful it felt and how stressed or nervous or anxious you were. And the next time when you're in the same situation, you're going to spike to that same level of adrenaline or stress or anxiety or worry, or sometimes even spike a little higher. So it's so important to end on that positive note or at least have a little bit of a win. But how can you do that when you're in a competitive environment and you are going to have time limits put on you? So in this example for extreme cowboy racing, you only have 30 seconds at each obstacle. If you're not making progress within the 30 seconds, then you can be whistled to move on. And Elon was stressed about two different obstacles or two different kind of factors in the ring. The first was the judges' booth. There's this little booth on the side of the arena, and it had the timer, which was going, so these big flashing numbers, since it's a time sport. And then it also had these speakers, which was blasting music into the ring and kind of for the surroundings. And so he found that very scary, and he didn't want to go by it. And one of our obstacles is called a free ride. And a free ride is essentially where you let your horse gallop. And it's to help show your control at speed, but also your speed control. So your ability to come back from a really fast gallop and then go and do some slow work or performance maneuver or something like that. So for Elon, when we were supposed to go and do this gallop around the side of the ring, I couldn't do that because he wanted to cut across the ring and get away from this speaker and this judge's booth. And if you go on our YouTube channel, the Harmony Horsemanship YouTube channel, you can check it out and you can see his run where he gets really scared and he tries to cut across the ring. Now, I only have 30 seconds in the ring, so how do I make this a success for him, or 30 seconds for the obstacle? So what I decide is that I'm going to recognize that it's not the right time to try to get him to go right against the rail and ride really close to these speakers. So let's ask Elon to be 15 feet away from the speakers and walk in a straight line. And that's more achievable, and I can praise him for that. And instead of galloping past them, let's walk past them so we can be calm, we can be collected, and not start running in fear, but instead be in that more thinking frame of mind. So we collect our reins, we walk, and I get within 15 feet or so of the area, and then I ask him to just walk past it, and I just breathe and help him understand that it's not the end of the world, it's going to be okay. And after we pass it, then we pick up our canter and we continue on. Now, one of the other obstacles that we came across was a mattress, and he stepped on the mattress, and once he realized how springy and squishy it was, he got scared and he shot backwards and was like, "What is going on? What is that?" And you only have 30 seconds. So what am I going to do in less than 30 seconds to help make it this a win? So what I decide is that it's not practical to get him to cross this mattress at this point in time. So let's just ask him to touch it with his nose. And once he touches it with his nose, let's praise him and go on to the next obstacle. Rather than, let's say if I didn't do that and I was pushing him to try to go over the mattress, and then if we got the whistle from the judge to say move on, now we've just pushed Elon to the point where he's still saying no, we don't have any success, and we have to move on before we're really ready to move on. So I decide to adjust my expectations for him based on the time constraint that we have to help it be a positive note. So at least when he left the ring, he's thinking, oh, okay, like I touch it with my nose and it was okay and it didn't eat me and it's not the end of the world. So important to have those little wins. And you can have these types of experiences even in the jumper ring, for example. You get two refusals and then you're out. So it's really important to then ask the judge, hey, can I have a courtesy jump at the end where they'll let you go and retake a jump, so that way you can leave the ring on a jumping note. It's also why I take my horses to off-site experiences that are not in competition settings, many times before we go to a competition, so that way we can take that extra time to help a horse have those successes, whether it be jumps or obstacles, whatever it is we're asking them to do, and have that time to help them get to that relaxation piece and lower that stress and that adrenaline, so that way they go home and leave the ring feeling successful and feeling confident. And that's both for ourselves and our horses, that we want to make sure we leave with a feeling of, okay, like I did it. We were able to accomplish this and do it. So little Elon was able to get through the rest of the obstacles. He did really well, actually. He went through the water boxes, he did the bridges, he did the transfer okay, and he ended up being able to canter past that judge's booth by the end of the day. He had two runs in the ring. He ended up finishing fourth out of five horses. There were only five horses in the futurity class, and we were mostly using it as a schooling opportunity to help us get down to Texas for Worlds. So no matter what you're taking your horse to, whether it's trail riding, a jumper show, an obstacle show, think about how can I set this situation up to be a success. Even if you only have 30 seconds in the competition ring, how can you adjust your expectation or change the way you're asking your horse, so that way your horse can leave thinking, okay, like we were able to do something with that. We were able to successfully get that done. It's so important to figure that out. So I hope you guys enjoyed these little tips, and as always, enjoy the journey. Thanks for listening to Horse Happenings with myself, Lindsay Partridge. Remember, you can always check out more great free resources and other information at harmonyhorsemanship.com, or check me out on my personal website, lindsaypartridge.com. That's Lindsay with an E, partridge.com. or harmonyhorsemanship.com. Thanks so much for listening, and bye for now.